And now, for artists with intellectual disabilities, negotiating the art world and finding space to exhibit their work can be a real challenge. But did you know there's a network of studios and artists in Sydney working to bring the unique skills and insights of these artists to the public? This month, First Draft Gallery in Woolloomooloo have opened an exhibition called Paired, showcasing collaborations between artists who have intellectual or developmental disabilities and artists who are neuronormative or without intellectual disabilities. Paired is curated by Sydney-based artist Harriet Boddy, and she joins us on the line now. Harriet, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me. Hi.
So a little bit about you. You graduated from art school a few years ago. When did you first start collaborating with other artists who did have some neurological differences?
I've only actually ever collaborated one-on-one with Tom Roberts, who's been my collaborator for about 4 years. But I've been working, doing workshops and working in different capacities with people with all sorts of accessibility requirements for maybe 5 or 6 years. But I work out of a studio called Studio A, which is their job is to provide professional development and support for artists with intellectual disability to kind of bring their work into the mainstream. Yeah.
And you mentioned your collaboration with Tom Roberts. Could you tell us a little bit about your creative relationship with Tom?
Yeah, so Tom and I met when I began volunteering at Studio A, and I was asked to assist Tom with his art practice. And Tom is like an incredible artist. Tom Roberts, check him out, everybody, on Studio A's website. He does really, he's an amazing painter. And I sort of felt that any assistance that I could give him felt like that I was kind of putting my own kind of spin on his work. So we kind of sat around in the studio for a bit and became really great friends. He nicknamed me Angel Mouse, so our collaboration is called Tom and Angel Mouse. Slowly a collaboration kind of began, and I was really interested in how that developed a really close friendship between the two of us and this kind of equalizing space in the studio where we were making together developed like this beautiful, equalizing kind of relationship between the two of us. And although he speaks, because of his disability, his communication isn't in the normal form of like a neuronormative kind of way of communicating. But through making art together, we were able to access each other really, like each other's histories, and we had laughs together. And so I was interested in how other sorts of collaborative relationships between people with and without intellectual disability kind of existed in Australia and the world. I did a lot of research last year, and that's where the exhibition kind of came from.
And so how many pairs are actually featured in the exhibition?
There's eight. So there's eight, all from around Australia, and one project from the UK as well. Yeah.
Yeah, wow. So how did you go about, creating a really equal space for neurologically different artists?
I think that there's always within these relationships when you're kind of working with someone with an intellectual or developmental disability, there's always a responsibility of care for the person without the intellectual disability. You know, like if I'm with Tom, I'll be helping him get his lunch or whatever it is, like they take on a kind of caring role. But when you enter that space of actually jamming together in the studio and you're making, all that care somewhat kind of falls away, and it's which I think the caring relationship is very important to it. I think a lot of the work that the collaborative pairs have made kind of speaks about that relationship. But yeah, when you're creating together, it becomes more of a dialogue where you're kind of saying, do you want to do this? No, I don't want to do that. And so I'm just really interested in that present moment of making in the studio as being this kind of space where those power dynamics are kind of paused or something. Yeah.
And I confess I'm not much of an artist myself. I'm a little bit hopeless. But from what I understand, it can be quite a solitary pursuit. The joy of working in pairs come out in the art?
Yeah, I think that idea of the solitary artist kind of being alone or working alone it's kind of a very Western sort of perspective of art making, and almost like a patriarchal perspective art making. I mean, different cultural groups, Indigenous groups often work together collaboratively and in community. And especially in this kind of cultural area of artists with disabilities in these supported studios like Studio A and like Arts Project Australia in Melbourne, it's very much a community kind of cultural collaborative working together kind of environment. And I'm really interested in those spaces of actually people, that the artist doesn't have to be this kind of solitary, often male genius figure, Picasso or something working, but really it can be, that collaboration and working together and building community is really important to creative practice, I think. Yeah.
It's definitely a much more uplifting mental image.
Yeah.
Before I let you go, Harriet, how long have we got left to catch the exhibition at First Draft and how can people get involved?
It is closing on Friday, so get in there ASAP. And involved, I reckon if anyone's really interested in this sort of field, have a look at Studio A, www.studioa.org.au. And we're based out in Crow's Nest and we take volunteers and do studio tours. It's really great. It's really, really fun time to come into the studio. So you send us an email.
We'll pop all the links up on the podcast. Harriet, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Great. Thanks so much.
That was Harriet Boddy, artist and curator of the paired exhibition at First Draft Gallery at Woolloomooloo. It's on until Friday, as promised. All the details will be up on the 2SER website, 2SER.com.